It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the Pee Wees to the Preps and the Pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection this September 17th. We're live from our Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios from the Trop. I'm Mike Rickard alongside the Big O, who's helping me out doing double duty today on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection radio network on this game day weekend. Game day at Ferg's is the Rays. And of course, this is how I start my week up. The Rays and the Rangers. I still had the old script, Rays and Yankees. I don't think so. Anyway, come on down, 410 first pitch across the street. You've got the Rays and the Rangers. Went down last night, unfortunately. And this is a big game today as they battle to get themselves in that playoff position, wild card position. We got a jam-packed show. We're going to have we went from having three teams on last night to zero, back up to one because of the weather. It poured last night in high school football. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk a little Heritage Classic with Coach Cowens from Blake. I've got the wrong script in front of me. So I'm a little, why don't you dive in as we talk about the world of sports. 95 televisions down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg's from the front row, powered by Body Armor. Talk a little bit about Body Armor real quick.
Yes, absolutely, my friend.
It is the best revitalization drink out there. I put it above Powerade. I put it above Gatorade. I mean, gets you together in the morning, prepares you for a workout, recovery after a workout. Powered by Body Armor. We have Ferg's from the front row. Only two ranked matchups this weekend in college football. Those of note, BYU is at Oregon, so it is the palest of the pale corner of the country battling it out for the rights of supremacy up there. And then we have Miami at Texas A&M. A&M got handed to them by App State last weekend, so they're trying to save face.
College game day's there today.
They are.
Yeah, in Boone, North Carolina. My nephew's there, and I apologize for that entry. I actually wanted to make certain that we were rocking and rolling after last week. So I was trying to read as well as ascertain how we're coming out. And we're loud and proud out there. Thanks for joining the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. This is the Ferg's from the front row, brought to you by Big Storm Brewery. And my man, Big O, why don't you pick some of the notables as we talked about? And let's rock and roll.
Right. So only two ranked matchups this weekend. We got BYU at Oregon, battling for dominance.
I'm sure you'll stay up late to watch that.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay.
Who cares?
It'd be the most exciting game.
Doesn't matter who comes out of that Pac-12. They're going to get absolutely whitewashed.
Of course. But it's always fun to speculate early in the season.
It's fun to watch all these games.
Of course. And then the U takes on A&M. A&M who got beat up by App State last weekend, looking to save face, looking to stay in the rankings. They're fighting for it at 24 right now. What we got going on right now, we got the Michigan watch party. Gross, makes me want to throw up, but Michigan.
Wearing your Michigan State.
I'm going to go up there and heckle them a little bit before I leave out of here. But
I need you around. I mean, you're
those
young.
Guys are soft. They're not doing anything.
You're a Detroit guy. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got that street look. You walk up there, walk up to the office, and they're going to, what the hell is he doing here, man? Who invited that Spartan? What's he doing going upstairs?
Guarantee they won't ask me.
Exactly. I guarantee
they're taking out the Huskies.
We got a lot of watch parties. Yeah. Last night we had a watch party down here. Florida State, of course, traveled to Louisville, where your father played a little ball. And they were favored by 3. And believe it or not, the Florida State Seminoles, for all you Seminole fans, are 3-0. That was an excellent game. I watched that contest. Starting quarterback went down, and you figured that Louisville was going to roll. It was a great game, and they're undefeated, and everybody was happy down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, where it is the Florida State watch party. They got Auburn watch parties, Iowa watch parties tonight at 7 o'clock as they take on Nevada in a ho-hum game.
So you want to hear something notable about that. Florida State is actually the only team so far out of Florida to beat a Kentucky team this year, with UCF falling to Louisville last week and the Gators falling to UK last week. So Florida State, you've done something the rest of the state hasn't been able to do.
And my Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, they'll be playing Florida International and FAU this year. So go Toppers.
Go Toppers, baby. Go Kentucky.
Exactly. All right, why don't you go over the NFL matchups as well, because this is a nice little tool for you. The NFL, tomorrow we've got 95 televisions. This is a watch party for the Bucks. 1 o'clock, they take on the New Orleans Saints and Jameis Winston. Tom Brady has never beaten the Bucks. That's a big storyline since he's been here. I mean, he has never beaten the Saints since he's been with the Bucks.
And that's probably one of the best.
Should be a great game.
It's probably one of the best storylines so far, especially being down here in Tampa Bay. The Saints haven't been able to put anything together playoff-wise, but they figured out Tom Brady enough. So that's going to be going off tomorrow. Come down to Ferg's to watch that, 95 televisions. Anything else of note? 49ers are taking on the Seahawks. The Seahawks beat the Broncos, so I think we're going to keep an eye out on them and see how they do, 49ers with the new quarterback right now.
The Broncos gave them the game.
They did give them the game. Their coach,
former season ticket holder, I was not happy.
Their coach really screwed the pooch on that one. 63-yard field goal, I don't think so. Who else we got? We got the Ravens taking on the Dolphins. So for all my Miami people out there, watch out for that. We got Tua going up against Lamar Jackson. Giants versus the Panthers. So for all my Yankees down here who are also Giants fans for whatever reason, you guys got a win last weekend. So let's see and check out how you do against Baker Mayfield. Browns at the Jets, Lions at Commanders, snooze fest, but I'm rooting for my Lions, you know, looking for their first win of the year against Carson Wentz. Bengals at Cowboys, trying to see how the Cowboys do without Dak Prescott. Texans and the Broncos, that's going to be a snooze fest if you ask me. Cardinals and Raiders. Raiders are in a very competitive division this year.
The West is loaded. The AFC West game Thursday
is
night.
Crazy. That game was nuts. And what's his Justin Herbert is a warrior.
He's the real deal.
Came out there through that 40-yard rope for the TD at the closer to the end of the game. Dude's chest is caved in. Hopefully that's not cartilage, because if it is, he's going to be out for a little while.
No, it's cracked ribs.
Cracked ribs. Okay, so I mean that sucks either way, but hopefully he'll be back. Packers and Bears.
I don't want to talk about my Packers.
The Vikings gave it to the Packers last weekend.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I've never seen so many. I mean, these guys look like a deer in headlights, these rookies, these new receivers for Aaron Rodgers.
That it was hard to watch. Was crazy.
Yes, it was. And Rodgers keeping his composure. I know that Brady's done after this year. I predict that Aaron Rodgers, they're just two old guys, and they don't want to deal with this stuff. At least you surround Tom Brady with veterans.
Weapons.
That get it.
Exactly.
They keep surrounding Aaron Rodgers with these rookies or newbies that really haven't done a lot on the NFL stage. And that's probably why he keeps winning these MVPs. But it's sad to watch.
And when Sammy Watkins is your best guy out there, Lazard's hurt. And
a guy Lazard from Ames, Iowa.
He's from Ames?
Iowa State University. Went to Urbandale High School. I know his father, Kevin Lazard.
Kevin Lazard.
Great kid.
Shout out Kevin. Now, the Packers are... They're going to come out and show out. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers owns real estate in Chicago. So he's looking to leave his mark there this weekend. But the Bears had a good win over the 49ers last weekend. They're looking to...
The Bears are better than I think people give them credit for.
So they're looking to carry that success forward.
Central, I hate to say this, will be won by the Vikings. They've got a nice team.
I said that to the Axeman a couple weeks before the season started.
Another national notable predicted they go to the Super Bowl, so you're kind of on the same page.
All right,
that's going a little far.
I think they'll be a formidable opponent in the NFC. They're going to get that. If they don't win, they'll get the wild card spot, and they'll be scary to play. You won't want to see those guys: Justin Jefferson, Cook, Kirk Cousins, my Sparty.
Should be a Vikings fan.
I am very excited for the Vikings this year. So
you are such a bandwagon rider. you jump on the Bucks right when you move here. You've got reasons to be a Detroit fan and a Minnesota fan, but just you slight the North and you dive on the Bucks because they might go to Super Bowl.
It's more of an anti-Aaron Rodgers thing for me.
Anybody who can, an excuse.
Anything that can bury these guys is what I want to see.
That's an excuse.
So other teams we got coming up, Patriots and Steelers. Steelers look kind of banged up coming out of that game over the Bengals last weekend, so we'll see how they fare.
What do you think the Bengals look like? Holy hell.
Well, hey, look, they've got
Joe Burrow got the hell beat out of him.
Well, that's not new. That offensive line had cracks in it last season. They've got to figure something out, though. They got to get the receivers involved. Yeah. They got to allow Burrow some time to actually get the ball out. So we're looking to see what they do. Colts and Jaguars. I'm hoping for a good season for Matt Ryan. I want to see him succeed after what happened to him with the Patriots a couple years back. I just want to see him do well. They got the Jaguars. This should be an easy way to get a win off the floor. So rooting for them this weekend. And, that is it on our matchups. Monday Night Football is Bills and Titans. So Bills by 40. And Eagles and Vikings. That's going to be
a doubleheader. I forgot.
That's going to be a good game on Monday. Eagles looking to get dominance in that NFC East.
NFC East is soft. What are you talking about?
Well, with Dak down now and their main opponent being the Giants, they're going to look to capitalize over the next couple weeks, but they got to go and see Minnesota this weekend, and Minnesota is looking to carry on some success that they've had recently. So two undefeated teams going head-to-head on Monday night.
Here's what we have the rest of the show, and that's the Fergs from the front row, and I appreciate you stepping in for Ben Botham as he is on, I think he's out partying somewhere with his lovely girlfriend and having a little fun. This is what we have on the show now. And I went from none of these guests. I have got a few of the boys from the Seminole High School football team coming down about 1:20. Randy Grimes is going to join us, and he's going to talk Bucks and boxing, actually. We'll talk about a great boxing event that's going to take place over in Plant City. Randy, of course, has been on the show many times, and he's going to talk about that. I want to ask him about the Bucks offensive line. He was the offensive center for 9 years, so he had consistency, kind of like Ryan Jensen. But when Jensen goes down, that's basically, you know, your second quarterback on the field.
Yeah.
And now you've got two of the other starters. So I wonder how a Randy Grimes would have dealt with that, and how Tom Brady.
Kind of seems like last year a little bit too. They were struggling with similar stuff with
injuries. Yeah. Exactly. So we'll talk to him. We're going to talk to Buster DeLay. He is our soccer wizard, and of course he's been on numerous times. He'll get us caught up on the Rowdies and the world of soccer. And then Ray Kennedy is actually going to call in. And Ray is going to provide us with a little middle school update, from the peewees to the preps to the pros.
Right, of course.
His son Tristan's out there. I said, you know what? I know he'll talk about 25 different topics, but that's how we got the show.
We'll try to get him honed in.
That's how we got the show filled this quickly at this last minute. And I tell you what, it was a challenge. And the reason being, last night in high school football in the greater Tampa St. Pete area, well, probably across the state, It was brutal. In fact, you've met my girlfriend, Terry. Here's the expert analysis she gave me. She went to the Osceola High School game against St. Pete High with her girlfriend to watch the granddaughter that's a cheerleader. I said, break it down for me, Terry. Break down the game last night. Oh, it rained like hell. I said, break a game down. It was 9-0. St. Pete High won. Yeah. This kid named Hightower, they brought his name up a lot, but nobody could catch the ball. I said, it was pouring rain. Is that why? I said, thank you for that analysis, and I'm so appreciative that you actually had the score.
Her and Joe Buck should take the take the command tower next weekend.
Oh, my gosh. So what did you think about – let's go back to the NFL a little bit. What did you think about the Amazon Prime broadcast? You got two greats in the box with Al Michaels and of course Kirk Herbstreit. But was there something? It just seemed like almost delay. I don't know what it was. It just seemed a little different to me.
It didn't seem unrefined is the word that I would use. It did.
Good point.
Yeah, it was unrefined, and they're experimenting there. But I would say with the money that Amazon has behind them, that's going to get cleaned up over the season. But I think it's good to have additional broadcasts out there because sometimes I don't want to be I can't watch Red Zone every weekend, right? So like when I get into that Amazon Prime, I'm looking like, hey, let's just get this one show. It's deliver that, but they need to clean it up a little bit.
Well, you know, one of the things when you see Basil sitting right next to his man Goodell, you know they're playing in their empire.
Exactly.
And I love Arrowhead Stadium. Been there many, many times, being in Des Moines, Iowa. And you know, the stemp meeting, well, the meter for audio for outdoor stadiums between Arrowhead and Seattle has always been a battle because those fans are loud and proud. And you didn't say anything. What about Patrick Mahomes?
Guy's a dog.
He's unbelievable.
You remember what they said last season about him? He just plays street ball. He doesn't know how to play straight up. Like, okay, and
the point is, did you see that first touchdown?
He's crazy, man.
He pumped it. Pumped. Looked like he's gonna go out of bounds.
At the end of the game, everybody was locked up, finds Travis Kelce, who is, if nobody's open, Travis Kelce's open.
And Kelce
now
had a quiet night.
Yeah, he had Juju had a quiet night and still put it up on him, still put 27-24 up.
That is a loaded division. You look at the Las Vegas Raiders. Chargers are loaded. Raiders, right? I thought that the Broncos would be competitive. I'll give them six, seven wins.
That wasn't going to happen.
Seven wins. Anyway, so.
With that coaching, it's going to be tough. If he doesn't get his head out.
That's our Bergs from the front row analysis of the NFL, little NCAA college football action, and you know, when you take off, you should go up there and sit at the bar and have a couple coldies with some of the Michigan Wolverine faithful.
I think I'm just going to repeat the score from last year's game.
And what was that score?
37-33. Kenneth Walker rushed for 5 touchdowns. Ended on an interception.
Any other details? Hey, we're brought to you also by Ace High Printing and Rick Herbert. He's the official partner of Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And on the T, Florida, Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM. Give Rick a call today, 727-542-3897. All these nice little tarps we got, our business cards, which I still haven't gotten. You got to remind me. And the guy's so humble. He does a lot of work with, as I said, he's done Kiss, Madonna. He's done the Lightning, PJ events, World Series, Super Bowl. I mean, this cat is the real deal. 742-542-3897, Ace High Printing, Rick Herbert. And he's not really even a sports fan. He never even told me those things. And all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I got a few references. And he starts throwing those names out. Pretty impressive.
Pretty connected guy.
Oh, yeah. And as I mentioned, we are brought to you by Shrimpy's Waterfront. I'll have to get you over there. Shrimpy's Waterfront, it's right over there by Sunset Beach on Blind Pass Road. It's on the water. And John, the owner, he would love to be here. He's a diehard Georgia Bulldog. But Georgia Bulldogs play today against the South Carolina Gamecocks. I can't believe you couldn't even remember that off the top of your head. Anyway, the South Carolina Gamecocks. And Georgia deserves to be number one.
Georgia is favored by 25 points. I'm sorry, I didn't have that on the top of my head.
That's okay, Mike. Only Michigan State score. I think it's written on your hand. And anyway,
I have it tattooed actually on my.
They have the watch party over there right now, and they've got wings. This is their tailgate menu. Wings. I think they stole everything from Ferg's. Wings. They've got. Chili dogs.
Don't let John hear you say that.
No, they're going to have a competition, remember? And they have wings. What else do they have? Oh, nachos. So aside from their normally incredible menu, that's what they have for games. All right, well, we're going to take our first break here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, and we'll be back, and we'll get caught up, talk a little more prep. We're going to talk a little soccer with our man Buster DeLay when we come back in 2 minutes.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client,
combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, Ivory recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay. Barb with Champa Bay at gmail.com or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today. 813-564-4134. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
I'm moving us too fast already, my friend. On this 17th of September, on this game day down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're still getting everything taken care of from our lightning strike last week. So there's a few problems, but we will get through the show. And the rest of the show, we're going to talk Buster DeLay. Of course, he is going to be talking a little bit of soccer. We're going to talk to Randy Grimes, as I mentioned. And now I'm trying to get a hold of Buster DeLay. What do you know about soccer? Anything?
Dude, not too much. Probably my weakest sport. I do have a score update for you, though.
Is it your favorite team there?
Yes, my favorite team. Michigan is up 7-0 on the Huskies. But I do want to get out to some Rowdies games more often. I haven't been to any.
Next Friday night.
Who do they got?
It's, what is it? They usually play Saturdays. It's a big Saturday.
You know what? If I could get more into the structure of how the league is ran and who competes against who, so I can find some cities to hate, I can, you know.
Well, Buster will tell you all of that.
Buster needs to tell me exactly who we have beef with. And after that, because I'm fueled more by seeing my enemies lose and seeing my teams win. So if you can give me an enemy.
I have gathered that.
if you can gather an enemy for me, I'll invest a little bit more in it. They got a great stadium, though. I run by there all the time when I'm.
Did you ever play soccer, youngster?
I did. That was one of the first sports I ever played. I have a picture still when I was like 8. I had the shin guards, everything. My family had me in the cleats and all that stuff. I was only a black kid on the field.
You were?
Yeah. They weren't running those leagues in Detroit very often, so we had to kind of go
just hoops
to the metro area. A lot of hoops, a lot of baseball, a lot of football in the city. A lot of hoops mostly, though. Basketball is, I mean, Detroit is more of a basketball city.
Except your Pistons blow now.
Well, now, but when I was growing up, we were a championship team. 2004 Pistons, baby. We were competing up until LeBron came into his own, and then that's when I formed my first enemy, LeBron James. First enemy I ever had in my life was LeBron James. Beat both my teams. Beat my Ray Allen Celtics. Beat my Pistons. And then that fueled the hate cycle of sports for me. I've been gone ever since.
I don't really have a hate. Being a Packer fan and being a yes I do and a Cubs fan. It's the Cardinals and it is absolutely the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think we can agree on the Cardinals. I've never been. I think it was like a 2007 World Series. The Cardinals beat the Tigers. Never been a Cardinals fan.
1969. The Tigers and the Cardinals.
That one.
Was your dad even born then?
No. Dad was born 72.
Oh, my God. I am getting old. All right. Now, as I said, you're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And we are broadcasting live on 106.1 FM, AM 1340, Clearwater and Tampa St. Pete, 102.3 FM, AM 1350, Dade City, 104.2 FM, AM 1400, Zephyr Hills, and soon coming to a streaming device near you. And that, of course, is The Stream, your local sports connection streaming radio and podcast channel covering sports from the peewees to the preps to the pros, from Champa Bay and across the USA. And I'm excited to get that launched. We got to get this baby streamlined first, which we finally got the evolution of our true radio broadcast rolling. And now we will we'll dive into the stream and meld the two together to give you a good combination of local sports as well as a national scene. What game are you going to watch this afternoon, my friend?
This afternoon, I'm probably going to be more concerned about Penn State. Our X-Man is at Penn State right now.
That's a 4:15 kick, I think.
3:30. 3:30. Penn State is favored by 2.5, but I like Penn State in that game. Auburn's going to be competitive, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm still invested in the Wolfpack season, so I'll be watching NC State versus Texas Tech at 7:00. They still got to make the playoffs, so I'm waiting on that. Ohio State versus Toledo, only interested because that's an Ohio game. And of course, Michigan State is traveling to Washington to see the Huskies at 7:30. So I'll be watching that.
I'm sure you will. Well, now we're going to, as we said, we were just talking a little rowdies, and neither one of us know much about it, but we are fortunate to have the expert at, I don't think he's even 16 yet. Buster DeLay hasn't been on for a while. He came on in the early days of the show. We're very fortunate to have him join us. He is our resident expert. His father has Burning Rubber Radio, which, by the way, you'll be able to hear Burning Rubber Radio, the remainder of it, at 5:00 right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. And, of course, we'll have it archived on RadioSt.Pete.com. What's up, youngster? How you been?
Good. How you been? Hello.
I think we got Buster. Buster, my man, are you there, buddy?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, I can't we can't hear Buster on this end, my friend.
I can hear you.
Well, the wild world of
live broadcasting.
Live broadcasting. You got anything that you can jabber about? Why I
yeah, I had a couple prompts for us to go through. In times of desperation, we have to reach in our bag of tricks. And find things.
Oh yeah, you did.
I put a couple things together actually. So I wanna engage you on this one while we're trying to fill some airtime. I got a couple. What's more likely? It's something I picked up off of YouTube. Some other guys do this, and they do some overreactions and stuff like that. So look, what's more likely? Dallas gets a new QB while Dak is hurt, or Trey Lance gets benched for poor performance over these next couple weeks. We got Jimmy G out there who's going to sort of pseudo free agent, whatever. Not really, but he could possibly end up a Cowboy. Me personally, I think Trey Lance gets benched. I think the 49ers aren't used to having bad seasons. I don't think they're really willing to ride the highs and lows.
Let's see if we can get Buster, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, my gosh. Success.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. All right. We're getting this figured out, young man. So how have you been?
I've been pretty good. How have you been?
Not too bad for an old man now that we're figuring out our new technology and the Skype world. And my friend here, Buster, I'm telling you, you haven't met him yet. Oscar Garner III.
We've met.
You've met? He wants to know what's the most heated rivalry for the Tampa Bay Rowdies, so that he can antagonize them. He likes to hate the opposing teams.
Well, probably Miami, because it's in state. No, Orlando. They're not in the same league, but the I-4 Derby, as it's called, is to the death. It's a very. They don't meet often because they're not in the same league, but when they meet in the Open Cup every now and then, it's a doozy.
I like that. I can beef against Orlando. Very close by, very high tension, and not often. That's the perfect rivalry. And then sprinkle in between, we can have some beef with Miami. I'll take that. I like that. I appreciate it.
Yep. This year's I-4 Derby was a... We were the better team, but we lost, and Orlando ended up winning the entire cup, so at least we lost to the winners, I guess, but...
So what's the background on Miami Tampa? Is it lopsided? Is it competitive? Is it a toss up every game? What's that usually look like?
So Miami, I don't know if it's as heated as there's one other matchup I could talk about, which is Charleston against Tampa. That gets a little bit rowdy as well, but. Miami, just because they're in state, and they're a good team as well, so normally it's a pretty close fixture. And then Charleston's more of a fun rivalry, I think, because at some point, I know fans were, like, getting together and putting beer on the game or something and betting on it with booze to say, so...
So is it the same scenario with Orlando? Are they in our league, or is that somebody that we see just about as often as Miami?
Oh, Miami is in our league. Well, there's two Miami teams. There's one that's in a higher league, one that's in our league. But no, Orlando are in the MLS, which is one league higher than what we're in, the USL Championship. So, I think Orlando hates us more than we hate them, because... Before this year's game, they came down. They drove all the way down the busy I-4 traffic into Al Lang Stadium just to take a picture flipping off our jersey by our field. So
that's pretty hated. That's little brother syndrome, you ask me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so we should have won that game. So
let's take a look at where the Rowdies are right now. I think they're in third place, a game behind or points. Break that down for us. How many games left in the season? Are they going to make the playoffs? And as Oscar said, he wants to get more involved in following them. Give us an idea of what remains the rest of the 2022 season, young man.
So with their 6-1 win against Las Vegas the other week, they clinched the playoffs. So no matter what we do, We're guaranteed to make the playoffs, but we're going for number one, because number one in the conference gets home playoff games. So I don't know if we can catch Louis. Theoretically we can, but we do have one more game to play than Louisville. We have a game in hand, but Louisville are 6 points ahead of us, and they have four or five of their remaining games at home. And Lynn Family Stadium is a very treacherous place to go. You don't often get points out of there. We didn't. We lost 1-0. So I don't know if it's going to be easy to catch Louisville. But Memphis are the second place team. They beat Charleston 5-0 last night. And they are 4 points ahead of us. So even with a win against Detroit tonight, we can't catch them, but we can stay hot on their heels. And if we get a win tonight, and Louisville don't, we will be 3 points behind Louisville and 1 point behind Memphis. So still in third, but if Louisville don't win, we can really put some pressure on them, as well as Memphis. But it's really heated between those three. But if any one of them start losing or getting on a bad run of form, it might kind of be out of contest. Kind of out of the contest for them at this point, because there's not too many games left. I want to say there's like 6 or 7 left. So,
sorry. Here we're trying to get our ducks in a row right now. So, with the direction of the season, you know, where do you think we're going to be? Kind of like, what's the future of the team? You know, where you said we're in the USFL. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, the layout of the land when it comes to the different leagues, MLS. You said we're in the USL Championship, right? That's our league.
Yes, sir. Yes.
So how does that work with being relegated to different leagues? And then is it possible to switch between leagues? Can you move up, or is that determined at a certain cycle? What does that look like?
So the U.S. does it kind of weird. They a lot of leagues in England will do what you said, like with relegation and promotion, and be able to move between leagues like that, yet the USA doesn't. I always say I'm not sure if it's 100% financial based, but I know it's pretty financial based. And the Rowdies do have a pretty good backing with the Rays behind them and their ownership, but not even that is going to provide enough money to be able to get a move into the MLS. They've put bids in. They're one of the top teams in the USL predicted to eventually get to the MLS, or to at least make a really good bargain for, they're predicted to be knocking on the door a lot for the MLS. But I've seen the amount of money that needs to go into that. It's even with the Rays backing, probably more than they'd be able to shovel out any time here in the next couple of years. So
these teams are paying to be there, or is that also like TV broadcasting? Is it sales? So it's a combination of all that then.
Yeah, it's still professional. It's still on ESPN Plus. It's still has a pretty decent fan backing, some teams more than others. Like one reason, like that I said, Louisville is a treacherous place to go for away teams is because they have a good backing at Lynn Family. They get about 10,000, 12,000 a game. The Rowdies get maybe 5,000 on a good game, with then some of the max capacity games going around 7,000, 7,500 probably. So as long as you get a good backing in it, yeah, you can have like a really successful professional club.
Well, when you take a look at the world of soccer, and we've talked about this before, and for the baseball fans and the other sports fans listening, Buster, what level would you identify? You know, is it AAA? Where the Rowdies are at? Are they AA? In the big picture,
I have no idea what the baseball terms mean.
Here's baseball. You've got Major League, and then you've got AAA is beneath them. Then AA is underneath that. So that's three levels. And then you got A ball. Where would we be in the world with soccer? I mean, from the big boys, how many levels down are they?
They're one level down, but they're still like a. They're still a professional team, and they've been compared to maybe like the third league or so in England, second or third. It's still a very competitive league. It's still fully professional. A lot of people will think that it's less than professional, but the teams in the USL are just as professional as any other soccer team you'll find in the world.
All right, young man.
But yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it would be the triple that you talked about, the one level below the major league.
Well, that's fabulous level then. Well, how do people hear your weekly report? And of course, you're on RadioSt.Pete.com. Share that with us a little bit before we let you go.
Yep. So of course, you can find me on RadioSt.Pete.com. And Spotify is the main place that I promote it. You can search me up by searching The World Soccer Report, not all one word, all different words. And it might pop up if you just search like World Soccer Report, but you'll see a soccer ball logo on it. It says World Soccer Report, hosted by Buster DeLay, Robert DeLay. And if you want to hear more, yeah, you can find me there. You can find my little quicker episodes that I do, the World Soccer 180, where I just kind of sum everything up that I said in the World Soccer Report in 3 minutes or less, 180 seconds or less. And you can find that, I believe, on Radio St. Pete Online.
Yes, you can, my friend. And you do a superb job. so proud to have you involved in our world. I know your pop's very, very proud of you. How's school going?
Tough.
Well, you've got the gray matter to handle. Not an old man like me couldn't do her, but very proud of that. And I know you're diligent. Now, when do you get your driver's license?
I should have it by now. I've kicking myself in the butt because of how long I've put off getting it. But I've done all the courses. I just need to take the test.
Well,
to get my restricted.
All right, my friend. All right. Well, thank you very much, Buster. You have a great weekend. You going to the game?
It's an away game tonight, but next weekend I'll try to be there.
Yeah, next. I meant next week because it's a Friday game right now.
Yeah, it's a Friday game.
Why? What's the reason that it's a Friday game? Typically, all Saturdays. Is it a special promotion?
Yeah, I have no idea. Sometimes they'll find Wednesday. I think this is the first Friday of the season. But yeah, most of them are Saturday. Yeah, weekend time, but. Hopefully we'll get a decent crowd even on Friday.
All right, my man. Have a great weekend, and I appreciate you taking time, and we'll need to get you down here again and have you on more often. How's that sound? And great T-shirt you're wearing today, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, man. Talk to you soon. That's Buster DeLay, and that young man does an incredible job. Bradley, why don't you get over here in front of me, and we'll have a little conversation. We got Ray Kennedy. He's going to be calling in soon. And you got all those scores, young man. Why don't you put yourself right in the middle so you can navigate these youngsters coming on. Brad Richardson, of course, he is the voice of Seminole Athletics. And, we got Big Ed on right now.
Hey, Mike, happy Saturday.
You too, my man. How are you?
Good. How are things at Ferg?
They're going to be very busy here shortly. You've got the 4:10 first pitch with the Rays and the Rangers. You know how important that is, and of course, all the college football action right now at the watch parties. And did we ever identify? Because you've lived all over the world, which college football team you actually have as a favorite?
Yeah, you did ask me that, and I kind of told you that I really didn't have a favorite. I'm for the Florida teams. Whatever one's out in front, I'll root for.
Well, you were rooting for Florida State last night then. Nice win over Louisville. So let's get to the meat of this conversation, and that is, of course, the Bucs. And let's talk about that first win over the Cowboys and what you think is going to take place tomorrow in New Orleans.
Well, it's going to be an interesting thing because, so Jameis is always going to be out for this game. Jameis Winston, of course, the Saints quarterback right now anyway. And, there's no Sean Payton this year, and it's going to be interesting to see if that Saints defense is still as good as it's been in years past. And I think the offense is maybe taking a step forward a little bit. They've got Michael Thomas back. He had a good game last week, but it's just one game. So, there's this thing about Tom Brady's never beat the Saints in the regular season. Well, beat them in the playoffs, so he has beaten them, and that whole team has beaten them. So tomorrow, interesting to see. Just the fact that the Bucs are relatively healthy and the Saints are relatively healthy, and I think we're going to get the best of the two teams tomorrow.
You know, when you take a look, and we're going to have Randy Grimes on about 1:10. When you take a look at that offensive line right now, I mean that is patchwork at its finest, isn't it?
It is, and that's why you draft the guys that you do in the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth round. It's very important because you never know when you're going to need those guys, really.
Well, you know what? When I look at that Dallas game, reflecting back, watching that, they in the red zone, they couldn't have been happy. They should have scored three more touchdowns. And I know that that's obviously fodder for TB during practice. But overall, what would you give? What would you rate their offensive performance at?
Well, you know, this is a strange start of the year because in years past we had four preseason games, which means the starters in the first game play a little bit, the second game, the third game they play a half. And this year we had three games and a bye. And you saw a lot of teams didn't play their starters in the preseason. So, you know, the first game of the year, you got to get all the sloppiness out and the false starts and stuff like that. And it's basically a glorified preseason game number three to where you get to see everybody, but for a whole game. And I think they cleaned it up a lot in the second game here tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm saying that too. I don't know. Somebody I was talking about the Bucs the other day or any of these NFL teams. A lot of sloppy play, and this is what the NFL gets for their greed and wanting additional games, is the reality, like you said, there's no chemistry. They haven't been in a full game together. They really haven't played much, and the product proves itself, but people still want the product.
Yeah, I don't know if it's greed of the games, but it's the fear of injury so much. You know, that they don't want to play them in the preseason, and that's the cost of the dragon, so to speak. That if you don't play these guys, then their first game of the year is no longer a dress rehearsal.
Well, I was really impressed. You know, speaking of newcomers, I was really impressed by Julio Jones. What was your take on Julio? He looked like the Julio of 2 years ago that played for the Falcons.
Yeah, I think Julio Jones is going to be the Antonio Brown without the baggage. And I think he's going to get a lot of you. Tom Brady is going to go to this guy a lot. He stays healthy, and then that takes a lot of pressure off Mike Evans. You know, throw a Scotty Miller in there streaking down the sideline. You know, and then you get Chris Godwin back in probably in a couple of weeks. The only weakness, if there is who steps up at tight end because there's no Gronk.
You know, I like that first pass to Godwin. Godwin, you know, his wheels look great. But I think, obviously, the hamstring injury, he hadn't had enough time to get ready. Might have been a little early to bring him into the starting lineup. But that little flash of speed give you a little snapshot of what's going to take place when he is healthy. The weapons they have from an offensive perspective, very impressive. And playoff Lenny looked sharp, didn't he?
He did. And back to Chris Godwin, I mean, that's a perfect example of no preseason play, and you go from 0 to 60, you know, when the season starts. And Chris Godwin has no fear. He puts on the Jets, and, you know, that's what's going to happen. That the guy has not, you know, got to that game speed yet, and then all of a sudden you're thrust into it. These are where all the bumps and bruises and hamstrings and stuff come from. And playoff Lenny, there was a lot of talk, of course, and talk, of course, that he got fat. Let me tell you something in the offseason. Let me tell you, a lot of NFL players that get fat. You know, big Frank Middleton, when he played with the Bucs, is an offensive guard. He told me, he said, when I go back to Beaumont, I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat for days, and I'm going to eat. And then I'm going to lose weight and come back to camp.
Yeah. Well, look at a lot of these guys when their careers are over. A lot of them have to gain weight, and they don't even, you don't recognize them after their careers. A lot of them.
Yeah, and then there's some like you know, I mean, a perfect example is Brad Culpepper. I mean, Brad Culpepper was the size of Warren Sapp when he was on the defensive line, and now he's on Survivor, and he looks. He could be a very lightweight safety right now. But some guys, you know, immediately lose the weight because of the fear of their health. And there's some guys that just say, you know, I've eaten all my career, I'm going to keep eating.
Well, in a story not related to the Bucs, but former Bucs quarterback Brad Johnson, his son's getting the nod today at Texas A&M for Jimbo, and they say that this young kid is the real deal. There's a little Bucks history, and Brad Johnson, yeah, great guy.
Brad, but nicknamed the Bull. Brad is just Brad. If you get a chance, go on Instagram and look up Brad Johnson. He is a basketball throwing freak. He does all kind. I mean, he makes the Globetrotters look like Clearwater High School, for Brad Atlanta. This guy in a basketball hoop, anything from throwing a football from 50 yards into a net to back shooting. I mean, just, it's very entertaining. And I read on that, I said, Brad, when did your wife finally get to you and say, listen, Brad, you got too much time on your hands. You got to find something else to do. And he said, it's funny you said that because she says that about every week.
You know, I was fortunate to meet him all about a couple of months ago. He's inducted to the Tampa Sports Club Hall of Fame. And, man, he is one big dude, and I didn't realize he played college basketball, too. What a stud, but he's a monster, man.
Yeah, well, that's why he's been called, his nickname in the locker room was the Bull, because he is a big dude. And he wasn't, you know, when he started out with the Vikings, he wasn't really that big of a dude. And then he kind of bulked up when he went to Washington, and then eventually with the Bucks. But, yeah, Brad's one of those class act guys from start to finish all the time. A great guy to talk with and be in a locker room and you know, chat with and get the inside stuff and one of those guys that I just, you know, I feel blessed to have covered his career with the Bucks for so long.
All right, last question before I let you go, and I certainly appreciate you joining us here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Bucks win tomorrow?
Yes. I do believe. I'm teetering between if it looks like it's going to be 6 points or more. I'm going to go with a 5-point win tomorrow for the Bucks.
All right, run to your bookies right now, folks. Go to DraftKings, whatever you need to do. And you heard it right here. Big Ed with his 5 points, right?
You got it. And, Mike, keep looking at that Steve DeBert thing. If you can hook us up, there's some great stories there. Your listeners are going to love it.
Okay, well, we'll get DeBert, and I'll have you down here to do the interviews as well. Thanks, my man. I appreciate Absolutely. All the work you put in this week to
you
get us rocking and rolling. That's Ed
you
Davis.
Got a great show.
All right, thank you, man. He runs the show up there in Tantalk and Clearwater. Matt on the controls, and we're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to talk to Randy Grimes. Randy Grimes, of course, former Bucks center from 1982 to 1993. No, 83 to 92. Excuse me. Former Baylor Bear, and we'll talk a little Bucks and boxing as we come back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Stay tuned for hour number two.